Pakistan Army has released footage showing the launch of Pakistan's Fatah-1 and Fatah-2 missile systems during a retaliatory strike carried out on May 10 under Operation Bayan-e-Marsouz, State TV reported. According to official sources, the missiles were launched in response to Indian aggression and successfully targeted the Pathankot airbase located in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojik. The strike reportedly resulted in substantial damage at the site. The Fatah-1 and Fatah-2 are indigenous guided missile systems with precision strike capability, designed to engage strategic targets deep within hostile territory. On May 10, Pakistan and India agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire after days of intense military exchanges that had raised fears of a broader conflict between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. The announcement was first made by U.S. President Donald Trump and later confirmed by Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The ceasefire came after missile strikes, drone incursions, and retaliatory operations across the border. Tensions flared after a deadly April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojik, that left 26 civilians dead. India blamed Pakistan-based elements without providing evidence. Islamabad rejected the claim. India responded by closing the Wagah border, revoking Pakistani visas, and suspending the Indus Waters Treaty, moves Pakistan labeled as an act of war. Read more. Pakistan never requested ceasefire. DGISPR. By May 6 to 7, Pakistan launched Operation Bayan-e-Marsouz, claiming to have downed 5 Indian jets, including Rafales, and intercepted 77 Israeli-origin Harop drones. The U.S. played a central role in facilitating back-channel diplomacy. Secretary Rubio and Vice President J.D. Vance held talks with senior leaders from both countries, including PMs Shehbaz Sharif and Narendra Modi, as well as top defense and intelligence officials. Following Trump's announcement, both countries suspended military activity across land, air, and sea, though allegations of ceasefire breach were also reported from both sides of the line of control, LOC.